Here's your daily news roundup from 97.9 WGBW.
From the 97.9 WGBW newsroom, I'm Connie Fellman with this local news update. The Green Bay Area School District has narrowed the field of potential new leaders down to the top two, and you're invited to meet them. Each candidate will have a day in the district where the public is invited to a meet and greet. Michael Hernandez, Appleton Area School District Assistant Superintendent, will be at Green Bay's West High School this Wednesday from 5 to 6 p.m. Dr. Michael Trimberger Jr., the current superintendent of the School District of Random Lake, will be there the following day from 5 to 6 on March 5th. School leaders encourage the public to bring questions in writing to be submitted to a moderator. UW-Madison is the second-best public university in the country, according to a recent poll. Civic Media's Lisa Hale has that story.
A couple Midwest schools rank first and second among the public universities in the United States in Time Magazine's list of the world's top universities of 2026. The University of Michigan is ninth overall on the list and is the number one public university in the United States. The number two public university in the U.S. and 20th overall worldwide is the University of Wisconsin-Madison. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale.
The magazine looked at academic strength, economic impact, innovation, and global engagement as it ranked the top 500 universities across the globe. Average gas prices in Northeast Wisconsin have surged in early March, with Green Bay rising over 30 cents in 1 week. The average price per gallon today is roughly $2.84 in Green Bay, about 10 cents cheaper per gallon in Appleton, according to AAA. Gas experts say the higher prices are due to seasonal demand, tighter supplies, and heightened tensions in the Middle East. This sharp increase follows a period late last year where Green Bay saw the lowest prices at the pump in 4 years. Right now, gas prices are still comparable to the same time last year, meaning the jump is mainly due to a seasonal rise in gas prices. But the military strikes on Iran have already caused oil prices to rise worldwide, which experts say could raise gas prices even more. Well, you don't have to drive far to visit one of the top micro-escapes in the U.S. The Green Bay area's Pamperin Park recently made the list as one of the best places to go to unplug for a quick mental health boost. The Mission for Michael Mental Health Treatment Center surveyed more than 3,000 Americans to find the top spots for quick getaways where people can feel calm and grounded. Pamperin Park made the list for its tree-lined trails, which authors say create a wooded escape. They say Duck Creek winding through the park creates a soft, natural corridor where locals go to unwind. In a press release, mental health experts say what stood out in the survey was how often the most restorative places weren't hidden or remote, but close enough that people could visit them during their daily routine. James Madison Park near the state capitol and Veterans Park along Lake Michigan in Milwaukee also made the list. With news at the top and bottom of the hour all day and on demand anytime at WGBW.fm. I'm Connie Fellman, 97.9 WGBW News.
For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. The average price for a gallon of gas in Wisconsin jumped almost a quarter in the past week. Prices are now averaging $2.76 a gallon, according to Gas Buddy. That's 23.2 cents higher than last week and 26.5 cents higher than a month ago. Meanwhile, the national price of gas rose 5.6 cents to $2.94 a gallon. Gas Buddy's head of petroleum analysis, Patrick DeHaan, said markets will begin reacting to this weekend's U.S.-Iran attacks, which may cause immediate supply disruptions along with elevated geopolitical risk premiums. He predicts the national price of a gallon of gas will rise above the $3 mark for the first time this year. According to the Wisconsin Examiner, three more Wisconsin sheriffs from Dunn, Green Lake, and Walworth counties have signed deals to help ICE enforce immigration laws. This brings the total to 19 of 72 counties working with federal agents through the 287G program. Immigrant rights groups warn that the program scares people from reporting crimes and pulls local cops away from community needs. A bill proposing roadside drug testing in Wisconsin is sparking a debate over public safety. The proposal would allow law enforcement officers to use roadside oral fluid testing in suspected drug-impaired driving cases. Dane County Sheriff Calvin Barrett said deputies are encountering more cases involving drugs, including prescription medications, in addition to alcohol. Meanwhile, Milwaukee defense attorney Andrew Mishlove says expanding roadside testing raises constitutional questions because bodily samples are considered searches. The proposal is still in the early stages of the legislative process. Farmers prepping to spread manure should check the runoff risk, Civic Media's James Kelly reports.
With warmer weather on the horizon, the Wisconsin Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection is reminding farmers to check the runoff risk advisory forecast before spreading manure on their fields. According to a press release, the tool is meant to help farmers and anyone else applying manure to their fields with up-to-date information on weather and soil conditions to reduce the risk of manure runoff ending up in nearby waterways. It's updated multiple times each day and covers the state in roughly 1.5 square mile grids. A report released by the Alliance for the Great Lakes last year found that 90% of the nitrate contamination in the state is caused by agricultural runoff with things like manure, fertilizers, and other bio-waste. Nitrate exposure is linked to a number of negative health concerns, including cancer, and can contribute to toxic algae blooms in waterways. Residents can access the Runoff Risk Advisory Forecast at runoffriskadvisory.wi.gov. For Civic Media News, I'm James Kelly.
High school juniors interested in learning more about agriculture in the Badger State now have a new opportunity. The Wisconsin Department of Agriculture is taking applications for its Youth Council through March 31st. The group meets monthly during the school year to speak with ag leaders, explore careers, and share ideas. 15 students will be selected from across the state. Interested students can apply online at agyouthcouncil.wi.gov. Wisconsin goes up a notch on a list ranking the state and local tax burden for residents. Wisconsin now ranks 34th in the nation, up one spot from last year's ranking of 35th. A new report from the Wisconsin Policy Forum says taxes took up about 9.8% of personal income. That's a little less than the year before. The report also shows that the state's tax share is still about a percentage point below the national average. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources has released a Wisconsin food waste evaluation report. Civic Media's Melissa Kay breaks it down for us.
It includes recommendations to reduce food waste going to landfills as part of a statewide goal to reduce per capita food waste disposal in landfills by 50% by 2030 compared to 2020 levels. Key findings of the report show that 88% of food waste going to Wisconsin landfills is from residential and food service sources, with residential contributing the largest share at 47%. Infrastructure for hauling food waste to destinations other than landfills will have to expand significantly to achieve the statewide food waste reduction goal. Of the 286 facilities licensed for composting in Wisconsin, just 30, or 10%, are approved to accept food waste. You can find more information on the DNR website. I'm Melissa Kay.
Getting your degree in 3 years could be a possibility in the UW system. The Board of Regents considered revisions to a policy last week that would allow campuses to create bachelor's degrees that can be completed in 3 years. These degrees would typically require 90 credits instead of the standard 120 credits. These three-year programs are on the rise nationwide. The State Journal reports that the Board of Regents will vote on the policy at a future meeting. Only one four-year university in Wisconsin currently offers a reduced credit degree program. For Civic Media News, I'm Lisa Hale. For news anytime, visit our website at civicmedia.us.
The Bucks slump continues. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with Sports NBA. The Bucks lost at home to the Celtics by 27 points. The final, Boston 108, Milwaukee 81. Giannis back for the first time in 6 weeks.
Feel good. Feel a little bit rusty, but always something new in my career.
He played 25 minutes, scored 19 points. It's the Bucks and the Atlanta Hawks, 8:30 tomorrow night at Five Serve Forum. Baseball, Brewers with a day off before playing the Chicago Cubs tomorrow. 34-year-old Christian Yelich remembering the first time he met Ryan Braun after joining the Brewers.
First or second day of spring training, coming here with the Brewers for the first time 9 years ago now, which I remember we were talking for a little while in the morning. Like, it was still dark outside and all that. We were both headed to wherever we were going. Obviously, it's been crazy 8 years here. You know, first 8 years have been awesome. We've won a lot of games and been a part of some cool moments and some great teams. And, looking forward to more.
That's the Brewers' Christian Yelich with Sports on Mike Clemens.
Mostly cloudy today, but it will be warmer. Our high in the low to mid 40s here this afternoon. Tonight, partly cloudy with some fog by morning. Our low in the mid to upper 20s. That could cause the fog to frost the road, so be aware of that. Tomorrow, mostly sunny and warmer with a high right around 50. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable.
That's your Green Bay News Roundup from 97.9 WGBW. Subscribe to this podcast on Spotify, Apple, or wherever you get your podcasts. And find more news anytime at WGBW.FM.